We're still studying Passover.
Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 10 and see what is going on there. Everybody there?
1 Corinthians 10, right?
Well, let's go. We've studied most of these. Let's well, just to repeat what we said yesterday. But with in verse 5, with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be idolaters, as some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of the destroyer, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur, ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, or for illustrations for us, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Let's look at murmuring in verse 10. Let's go to Exodus 16. Right after Passover, they've gone from, they've crossed the Red Sea, and this, Exodus 15 is a song, and it was sung at this time every Passover, and it's about their escape from the world. We're not going to read it right now, but I want to. Then they reached. Well, let's just read it. Start at verse 15, verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for the waters were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. Now Marah in the Hebrew is the same word where we get the word Mary, and that's Mary was named Mary in the New Testament because she was bitter. She was betrothed to a man that was probably, she was probably about 15. She was betrothed to a man that was almost 40, is what the ancients say, and had a family, and his wife had died. And she was just cute. You can imagine a teenage girl marrying a 40-year-old guy with maybe kids older than she is. And so her bitterness was transformed by God. And here we're going to see the mystery of why the bitterness here. And the people in verse 24, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. And he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Now, some of the ancient Christians say that this tree, it wasn't really a tree, it was a wood, the shape of a cross that was thrown into the waters, and then the waters were made sweet. And in verse 26, and he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I'll put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. And then they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Zin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after the departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of children, a congregation of the children of Israel, murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for you have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill us, this whole assembly, with hunger. Do you see how short a memory we have? The miracle of the passing of the Red Sea and the destruction of Pharaoh and all the things that had just happened during the plagues while they were in Egypt. And here, they get into the desert and they start complaining. The wilderness, remember we've talked before, there are four positions. I brought unto you little children, because your sin is forgiven. I brought unto you teenagers, because you have known the Lord. Your stint in the wilderness, and there's no escaping it, is when you're in that position of complaining. Hopefully the complaining ceases soon, and then you finally see it in the end of the promised land, and the promised land again. It's the parable. It's not, you don't have to journey anywhere. You're not going as they did from the world to the mercy seat. That trip has already been completed by Jesus Christ. And that's all you have to do is rest. Rest and repent when you find yourself ready to complain or murmur. So anyway, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go up and gather a certain rate every day that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it came to pass, they got the will, and then they complained again. Every other day, it seems like, they complained about something. And it doesn't even go into the complaining about each other. You can imagine having that many people. They were, believe it or not, on each one of the staves that the 12 leaders had, there was one of the signs of the zodiac. And they encamped according to the signs of the zodiac while they were in the wilderness. And that encampment, according to the signs, it really was testifying of Jesus Christ, because those signs of the zodiac could be clearly seen in the desert at night, and they camped according to those signs. And they don't tell us that each one of the tribes is represented by a sign engraven on the staff of the leader. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 3. From the verse 7 on downward in chapter 3, it's all about today while it is still called today, enter the rest. Today while it is still called today, enter the rest. Lest there be found any of you. Well, let's start in verse 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For someone they had heard did provoke, albeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake of a certain place of the seventh day in this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing, therefore, it remaineth that some must enter therein, and to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief, again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So the gospel was preached unto all these people. Now how was it preached? I believe part of the way it was preached was the stars. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, that what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, the Scripture that they're talking about, that Paul is talking about Timothy's been learned in the Scriptures from his youth, was the Torah, was the Old Testament, the Law, the Writings, and the Prophets. It's the same message in that as it is today. If they, the people saw in the Law, the Writings, and the Prophets, the revelation of Christ. Now we have the revelation of Christ in the New Testament. It's the same revelation. But they couldn't enter in because of unbelief. They had enough revelation of Christ when the tabernacle was built to see Christ. But they hardened their hearts. They could not enter in because they hadn't entered the rest. Let's exhort one another daily while it is still called today. Now, this is especially true at this time of the year, at Passover. I can't imagine. Well, I can because I've seen it every year, but I can't imagine someone that isn't excited about Passover. I can imagine a whole lot of people that aren't excited about the skits, but that's another story. All right, let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. First Corinthians, chapter 10. We just studied neither murmur, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Let's go to Romans 15 a minute. We, in verse 1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, and that's talking about all the Old Testament, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now, always, the hope is always a manifestation of the resurrection of Christ in you. Now, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. For this cause I will confess thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Remember, the dominant theme of Passover that we celebrate every year, and we've now celebrated it. The first Passover we celebrated was in 1976. So how many years is that?
38
years,
yeah.
You sure?
No.
Are you sure? Where's Rutledge when you need him? 76 to 86 to 96 to 2006.
38 years.
So you should have been sure. 38 years we've been celebrating Passover every year. That's enough. But please, 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 if you have aught against anybody, or anything, or any circumstance, deal with it. Don't go to Passover with that kind of love. Remember, search your hearts for the leaven of Herod, the leaven which is seeing lack, the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, which we don't have to deny. I mean, don't have to define. And the leaven of the Sadducees, not believing in the power of God. Take it, big guy.